In the writings of Rabash, letter number 72.
Rabban Gamliel.
Beginning with the second paragraph, Rabban Gamliel.
Yes, go.
Rabban Gamliel would say, anyone who did not say these three things on Passover did not fulfill his duty. These are Pesach, Passover, Matzah, unleavened bread, and Maror, the bitter herb.
That's what we read in the Haggadah of Passover.
We should interpret what this means in ethics. It is known that the order of the work is that one should begin and then comes help from above. It is as our sages said, man's inclination overcomes him every day and seeks to put him to death. And were it not for the Creator's help, he would not have overcome it. This means that only when one wants to work, he receives help from above. However, there is a rule that one receives help only when he needs help. Meaning when he sees that he cannot do it alone. Otherwise, the request for help is not a genuine request, because he knows that he can do it all alone. But he is lazy, and the lazy receive no help. As only those who long for the Creator receive help. As our sages said, be as fierce as a leopard, as light as an eagle, run like a gazelle, and as strong as a lion. Therefore, the order is that the beginning is a state of matzah, from the words matzah and meriva, quarrel, as it is written, when they strove with the Lord. As our sages said, one should always vex the good inclination over the evil inclination. As it is said, be angry, but do not sin. Rashi interprets, make war with the evil inclination. When a person makes war with it each day, but sees that it has still not moved an inch, but on the contrary, it has grown worse. He begins to feel bitter. This is called maror, bitter herb. It is as the Holy Ari wrote, that at the time of redemption, Israel stood at 49 gates of impurity, and then the Creator appeared to them and redeemed them. This is truly hard to understand. How can it be said that before Moses and Aaron came to the people of Israel as messengers of the Creator, they were not so deep in gates of impurity, but only after Moses and Aaron came, and they saw all the signs and tokens that were in Egypt, did they fall so deep into the gates of impurity? The thing is that everything depends on the sensation. One cannot feel the true reality itself. As our sages said, one does not see one's own faults. And one learns Torah only where one's heart desires. Therefore, he cannot see the truth as it truly is. Rather, being able to see the truth is help from above. Therefore, before Moses and Aaron came, they did not see the truth. But afterwards, when they saw all the signs, they were awarded seeing the truth as it is. That is, they saw that they were at the lowest degree, at the 49 gates of impurity. And then they were rewarded with redemption. That is, after they felt the bitterness, they were able to make a real prayer over their situation. It follows that the maror, too, is help from the Creator, meaning by Moses and Aaron, and the signs and tokens that the Creator had shown them. And then they were rewarded with Pesach, Passover, meaning that the Creator passed over the houses of the children of Israel. This is the meaning of skipping, called skipping over the degrees. Normally, one who learns some wisdom adds gradually. But here, it was the opposite. Each time, they would descend lower into impurity. And only when they saw their real state, they could ask of the Creator for real prayer. And then the Creator helped them. This is the meaning of Pesach, Matzah, Maror, which go together. Otherwise, it is impossible to be awarded redemption. The letters of Gola, exile, and Geula, redemption, are the same in Hebrew. And the only difference between them is in the Aleph. This shows us that only when one feels the exile does the Aleph, which is the Aluf, champion of the world, is revealed to him. By that we will understand what our sages said. What is Maror? Chasa, lettuce. Why is it called Chasa? Because the Merciful One, Chas, had mercy on us. This is difficult to understand, since we understand that an intimation that the Creator had spared us should have been with something sweet, not with something bitter. But, as said above, in order for one to receive help from the Creator, he must first feel the bitterness of the situation. And it is impossible to feel bitterness because one does not see one's own fault. Only through help from the Creator can one see one's true state. This is why there is the intimation of Maror, that the Merciful One had mercy on us and showed us our true state, which is bitter. And then we can be awarded salvation and redemption. May the Creator send us complete redemption soon.
Go ahead, Moti.
Rashi interpreted waging war against the evil inclination. There are all kinds of wars. There are small wars, which today you can say, that's nothing for us. Like getting up in the morning, getting out of bed and coming to the lesson. That's not much of a war. The hardest war today is you're not turning to the Creator enough.
Out of the connection, you do not turn enough to the Creator, but out of the connection.
So how do you fight against the evil inclination here?
You fight the evil inclination here that pushes you to turn to the Creator by yourself. You fight against that.
What other wars are there?
That's the main thing. Do not address, locate my desire to address the Creator alone for myself. Rather, try to ask for connection with others from the Creator, and out of that you turn to Him.
And the expression of turning to the Creator out of the 10?
The expression is very simple. Do something for your friends. While doing something for them, you are intending for their sake, for the sake of everyone, all of you, for you to connect, and then you will be able to aim out of that you're also turning to the Creator. While doing something for their friends, it's the most simple.
Can you aim the doing for the friends as the greatness of the goal, greatness of the Creator?
Yeah, the greatness of the Creator, the greatness of the goal, yes. I'm sitting down to write something on my Twitter or something on Facebook or all these things. I know that I'm writing this for my friends. I want it to help them connect. By their connection, they can reach a prayer to the Creator. This is the way I do it. And then I feel that it pulls me forward. The work really helps.
Now, if I do something for the friends, as you said,
yes,
and there's something more you can do for the friends, like thinking about them, worrying about them, caring for them, without them knowing it, is
without
this doing
them
too?
Knowing. Yeah, what does it matter? Of course, they don't have to know about it. They can also know that you're pulling them. And practically, you can ask, you can cry out. Okay. Well, Ephraim, why are you sitting this way like a poor man? So long, you have a question, but you can't ask.
Now, to tell you the truth, Lately, I've only felt gratitude, real gratitude to this huge society.
Yes?
No, honestly. These are things you can't find anywhere in the world. Lately, there has been this determination. I feel it in my tenant and everywhere. So what can I ask? I ask that everyone, you know, the best for everyone.
What can you ask for?
And I do this every morning, all the time. I ask for the friends, I pray. But really, I think we've come to a place where, for example, we heard Cohen yesterday, Lawrence. We heard Shamil. You feel it. You just feel it. And this is what I've been waiting for many years. So really, thank you.
Yes, the truth is we are going into stages where you can connect the mind and the emotion, what you read and what you're doing and what the Creator wants us to do. And it all starts being all connected together in one bundle. These are good states. All right. Well, yes. Goldman.
During the lesson, many friends walk around while others are working and doing the peeling. What should I do? Prayer? Pray? Where's the responsibility of the friends?
I should be thankful to the Creator that gave me the strength to sit and to peel, to do something for society, and to pray for them with love, that the Creator will also give them such importance of this work. That's it. Meaning, relate to them with love. That I'm not criticizing them for not doing something. I'm very sorry that they don't understand the importance that you have in working for others.
Is the frequency of ascents and descents dependent on the reforming light?
The frequency depends entirely on our preparation as a society. Only in the preparation. Preparing the society, the group.
What's the most beneficial for us to grow in the right way according in the current situation?
The effort of the intention of aiming our heart. And it's difficult. It's difficult because the truth is these efforts are the most difficult. If you could measure how many calories we waste on this mental effort of the correction of the soul, of your inclination towards connection between us, you have no work that requires more power. You have none.
You said that most important is to pour yourself into the group. It doesn't matter how big the group is physically. What does it mean to pour yourself into the group?
When I completely depend on them and they completely depend on me. That's what the way it should be. Just as in mountain climbers, each one is holding the other. Yes.
We act out before each other, pretending like everything is great. We don't talk about our internal situations, but some of the friends can't cope with their internal states, and yet don't tell anyone about it. How do you detect such friends?
They shouldn't tell anything about internal things. Who told you they should? No, not at all. We mustn't do that. Especially us. Because we're still below the masach, the screen. We're not protected against hatred, envy, jealousy. And honor. You can show it intentionally. If you're doing it intentionally in order to awaken the friends, it won't harm you. On the contrary. However, if you start telling them the what we call the secrets of your heart, that's not good. they'll harm you, even if they don't want to. They're not protected by the screen. That's why you shouldn't do that.
That's fine. We don't need to tell. But how do you detect such friends? What do you do in order to help them and not lose them?
I didn't understand. What friends?
Friends who don't talk about their internal states, and you shouldn't tell.
Yes.
But we want to help them. How do you detect such friends in order to help them and not lose them?
Oh, that's something else.
I don't know. The best is, as I said, but I don't think you did it. In every group, there should be, what is it called? Gabai, like the collector. The shots, the messenger of the public, prays for everyone. He's responsible on collecting the deficiencies into one main chisaron. So we're all in the center and we're all praying. He's like a dog, shepherd's dog, gathering all the sheep together. That's the shots, the messenger of the public. The gabai, the collector, is responsible for each person's well-being and the general well-being of the group. So you can come to the gabai, to the collector. He should check and see what's going on.
So how can the gabai identify such friends, and what can he do in order not to lose them?
Slowly he learns, and everyone should be in this role, by roster. Yes?
I always thought that the Creator skipped over the houses of Israel in the plagues. But in the article, he says that he skipped over the Egyptians. Does that mean that we are in opposite vessels than the one who composed these articles?
I don't understand. The Creator does not touch the Jewish houses where you can achieve unity, yichud. Such desires He keeps, and desires that are in order to receive, He brings down, puts to death. Yes? What are you asking about?
In the article, he says that he skipped over the Egyptians, not the Israel.
Yes. Yeah, he doesn't take them into account. He takes out of Egypt only those who can rise up. Yes, fine.
I have great gratitude. We have this opportunity to go through this period of time. Every day I come to the lesson, I thank the Creator for the opportunity we have when you bring us the Torah in such a way. But however, I'm coming out of this place with a feeling that I come to this place with a chisaron, a small chisaron, and I'm incapable of taking everything you're bringing to this lesson, which is 100% say, and I can't implement it during the day because of my small deficiency. How can I have a true deficiency so I can realize all this? And I really have pain in my heart because I don't know how to work on it to come with a deficiency. I'm trying to do it with the 10, to be in the Zoom meetings and everything I can do, but it doesn't cause such a big kli of chisaron. What's your advice?
I think you need to work more with the feeling. The intellect is no kli. The intellect can only connect a few feelings together, but the feeling, the emotion, is the kli.
Where is this point of the emotion? I'm trying to work all the time with the emotion.
Look, what the mind doesn't do, time does. You can't skip. But care for the 10.
What did you do? What did Rabash do? What did your friends do so they could come with real chisaron to realize the advice of the Kabbalists?
I tried to serve. During rides, when we went to the doctors, cleaning up his apartment, setting up the lessons, writing down notes, recording, providing food, driving him to places. There were many things. Printing, not printing. Yeah, typing. Typing these essays. I would constantly be around him, around the group, yeah? The group didn't know about it. The students. He said, I did it. Everything started with a month or two before Pesach, actually, it happened. The benches in the seminary where we learned started falling apart. People would sit during the meal, and they would lean back, kind of, on this bench, on the back of the bench, and that's it. The whole bench broke into pieces, the legs, everything, and everyone fell. So I went. I bought these metal profiles and screwed them. It took a long time. The wood was very hard. And we didn't have these electric screwdrivers like today. So with pliers and whatnot, I put screws into all these benches. So they saw I did a lot of work. Afterwards, I saw that they were drinking coffee, and suddenly there was no coffee or there was very little left. While I was working, I had my clinic. I was ordering for the clinic. I ordered 50 kilos of coffee. They were amazed. They were shocked by the amount. I did the same with sugar. All kinds of things. I showed them that it's worthwhile to do it. Now, 2 months or maybe a month before Passover, I saw these three elderly men who were so concerned about Passover. I didn't realize that they were so strict about it, all these laws. But they had these plastic false teeth. Plastic is not kosher for Passover. According to Baal HaSulam, I checked all the knives. The knives had handles. So if it burns, if you light up the handle and it burns like wood, then it's wood. But sometimes it's synthetic wood. There are many types of them. They were nice, but they're synthetic. So Abash disqualified them. So I went and bought different knives. And I did their teeth, new teeth. For Rabash, Hillel Gelbstein, and for Moshe Ashlag. That's it. All kinds of things like that. I was trying to be instrumental. That's it. My wife, too, would come and do all kinds of chores at Rabash's home. In other words, what helped me throughout the years, and it was like that until the last day, is that I would constantly see what more I could do in building the oven for Passover. I brought someone from Haifa. He was working in the refineries there. You know, the ovens there are. And here the oven was, he came and thought, why did you bring me? But he gave us a few good tips. Things like that. Afterwards, after Passover, there's Sukkot. So I helped build the Sukkah. Sukkah the way Rabash wanted it, according to what is called Chazonish, with no nails. In other words, wherever I could. I don't know. What else to say? The important thing is, for the group, here, it's already a totally different level. We can truly do many things in dissemination. Was there anything in dissemination? There was no such thing. I started writing the book in Russian, the first three books. So they told me, what? You? This? That? You know, it's like, well, you do it, don't do it, until said yes, do it, print it. So by the time I published them, it was already 83, I think. That's it. Try anything. Here, you have so many options to complete our work in dissemination, in teaching, in anything. It comes back to you. The Creator has high regard for this.
When I look at myself, the way I was in the beginning, how much I invested, the time, the drive, and how much I did in dissemination.
I remember what it was like in Vienna when you had this office and everything.
I don't know what happened, but this drive, the drive is, it's not there. And for a long time, I've been looking for it. I even moved to here. I made these efforts to move to Israel, and I want to renew it, but I don't know what button I should press so I can go this way to draw it after.
Fear losing it. You should be afraid of losing it. You should be afraid of losing this desire. I'm constantly afraid. It doesn't go away. Don't believe in yourself until your day of death. If you think, I can promise for myself something about tomorrow, nothing. What promises me, what guarantees me? It is my schedule, my commitments to this and this and this and that, and more commitments, and we will do more. Constantly, a person should create for himself pressure.
You said yesterday also, and I've heard it a few times, that a person should talk to his internal ten, inside. You don't have to use words for that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
What is this form of an internal ten? They have to talk to them, and how does it work?
Try putting it together inside. Let's say when you write a novel, within you there's this feeling about the protagonists, their relationships, what they do. Build this internal form. Okay. What do they want from me? I don't know.
Ken.
Yes.
Olai nikra od ma'amar.
Maybe we should read another article? All right, ask.
He writes here that our sages said, then be as a leopard, fly as an eagle, run as a gazelle, and be a hero like a lion. If I don't see any of these qualities inside myself, what does that mean?
What can you do, poor guy?
I'm more like a bear who wants to sit and do nothing.
Why? You do things. Hummus is yours, right? It's yours. Everyone enjoys it, right?
Yeah, I do it because...
What?
Maybe it's because I want to come out of this quality I have, the laziness.
Laziness is a very good quality. It helps you not do mistakes, foolish things.
But I'm looking for shortcuts.
All you need, don't stop yourself in anything, but only add, warm yourself up, awaken yourself toward the goal, toward dvikut, adhesion. But don't take away anything. No. That's the most important. Only add.
What is this addition?
An addition of desire. A new desire each time. And that it comes from within the group, from within the connection in the group.
What does it mean that he writes that lazy people don't get help?
What?
Help does not come to the lazy.
They're not helped. Why? They're asking to get rest. So they get rest. So the help is given to them through suffering. So they have no choice, so they get up. Moscow.
Good morning, Rav, friends. We would like to share our impressions and to ask a question. Last night, yesterday morning, you talked about our group and there was a daily task about it. We got so many messages from all the world. Everyone was holding us together. It was a true force of our vut that we felt. The question is how to manage this force correctly, how not to take it for ourselves. Where should we pass this force to? What should we put the emphasis on? Our framework, this holiday of Pesach, or what?
We talked about it so much for 2.5 hours now. Only through togetherness yearn for the Creator. What else can I do? From tomorrow evening, I will put it on Twitter. I recommend to constantly read things from there, because there I write by myself, and I think it can help quickly and concretely. We also have Haifa.
Good morning, happy holiday, Rav, and the whole worldly. I have a question. You said we shouldn't tell everything to the friends always because they don't have a masach as a screen, as a shield. What does that mean?
What did we talk about?
Not to reveal all the things from your heart.
Oh, right, that it's forbidden. When people write to me and pour out things before me, sometimes I reply, sometimes I don't. Sometimes I even forward it to someone to take care of it. But if it's someone who writes from kind of the bottom of the heart, I can't forward it to anyone. And the truth is that with these chesonot, with these deficiencies, you should turn to the Creator. I'm not the wailing wall, the Western wall.
Yeah, I did pay attention because sometimes you have these deep emotions and I don't know, I want to share the group with them, but I'm faced with a problem.
No, you must not do that. You're failing them by doing this. You're demanding of them to go into your feelings and be in your states, that's wrong. You mustn't do that. Instead, you need only to show them that with this you need to turn to the Creator. It's a shame that a person does not turn to the Creator from the bottom of the heart, but to a different direction. Now we're moving on to page 66 in Hebrew.
So we're going to read letter 57 by Baal HaSulam.
Yeah, on page 66 in Hebrew, there is no happier state. Yeah?
Miron, you
should give me your salary. I'm working instead of you.
There is no happier state in man's world than when he finds himself despaired with his own strength. That is, he has already labored and done all that he could possibly imagine he could do, but found no remedy. It is then that he is fit for a wholehearted prayer for his help, because he knows for certain that his own work will not help him. As long as he feels some strength of his own, his prayer will not be whole, because the evil inclination rushes first and tells him, first you must do what you can, and then you will be worthy of the Creator. It was said about this, the Lord is high and the low will see. For once a person has labored in all kinds of work and has become disillusioned, he comes into real lowliness, knowing that he is the lowest of all the people, as there is nothing good in the structure of his body. At that time his prayer is complete, and he is granted by his generous hand. The writing says about this, and the children of Israel sighed from the work, etc., and their cry went up. It is so because at that time they came into a state of despair from the work. It is as one who pumps into a punctured bucket. He pumps all day, but does not have a drop of water to quench his thirst. So were the children of Israel in Egypt. Everything they built was promptly swallowed in its place in the ground, as our sages said. Similarly, one who has not been rewarded with his love, all that he has done in his work on purifying the soul the day before is as though completely burned the next day. And each day and each moment, he must start anew, as though he has not done a thing in his entire life. Then the children of Israel sighed from the work, for they evidently saw that they were unfit to ever produce something by their own work. This is why their sigh and prayer were complete, as it should be. And this is why their cry went up, since the Creator hears the prayer, and He only awaits a wholehearted prayer. It follows from the above that everything, small or great, is obtained only by the power of prayer. All the labor and work to which we are obliged are only to discover our lack of strength and our lowliness, that we are unfit for anything by our own strength. for then we can pour out a wholehearted prayer before Him. We could argue about this, so I can decide that I'm unfit for anything, and why all the labor and exertion? However, there is a natural law that there is none so wise as the experienced. And before one tries to actually do all he can do, he is utterly incapable of arriving at true lowliness to the real extent, as said above. This is why we must toil in Kedusha, holiness, and purity. As it is written, whatever you find that your hand can do by your strength, that do. And understand this, for it is true and deep. I revealed this truth to you only so you would not weaken or give up on mercy. Although you do not see anything, for even when the measure of labor is complete, it is the time of prayer. But until then, believe in our sages. I did not labor and found, do not believe. When the measure is full, your prayer will be complete, and the Creator will grant generously. As our sages instructed us, I labored and found, believe. For one is unfit for a prayer prior to this, and the Creator hears a prayer.
Barur. Clear? Try to make another effort. If it's above the quota, the Creator answers it. Only the effort above the quota. Yes?
What is a whole prayer?
A whole or complete prayer means I relate it 100% on the answer from the Creator.
This means that I 100%, I have a chisaron, right?
I don't know what's 100% chisaron. I said you're dependent on the Creator 100%.
Thank you.
Not my chisaron, but in Him. On Him, to Him I attribute everything. This is called a complete prayer. Okay? Yes?
It says, may he pray all day. And
all the day.
All day long. And we know that a day is a revelation. So what are you praying for?
No, I don't think that day here is shining and night is not shining. But constantly. You need to constantly, ideally you should do this. In advance, throw out the hook. Yeah, hook, everyone understands. Throw that hook on the Creator and constantly hold it. And then everything that awakens will go to Him and will go to Him and will go to Him. So I don't separate from Him. But every chisaron that appears in me in every kind of way, I turn it to Him. Big, small, never mind. Like little kids. Just nag all the time. Don't worry. That's the safest and the best. In other words, in advance, I connect myself to the Creator, and then whatever I can, I pass on to Him all the time, subconsciously, consciously, here, there, somewhere in the head, constantly like that. Yes, Eli.
Denise, he lies at his home with the back pain.
What happened to him?
Back.
Back?
Back. He has back problems. So he can't stand up. He can barely move. So he sent us that Pesach is really special. And their 10, five friends of the 10 came over to Israel. So their connection is more virtual than physical. What he's asking is how, when the friends return to their place, not to miss even one drop of their impression and the special inspiration they got and come from Israel.
It doesn't matter. If there in Moscow we see that people are still sitting there and connecting and making an effort, if they go over everything we learn in 2 days. I'm going out. I'll probably, during this trip, I'll miss a few lessons. So perhaps you'll go over this material again. I don't know. Maybe you should. Think about it. It seems to me that it is the first time that we went through Passover in such a way that we connected this holiday with our efforts, with our states, and really in every form in the holiday. We saw that it wasn't just about some custom not to eat chametz, leavened bread, and clean up and then do other stuff like that, to the very detail in the Passover narrative, the Haggadah. We pretty much set up the stages of our inner work. Of course, there are many more things, but they will be clarified in practice. It's a huge difference between the Passover we just went through now and all other previous Passovers. Yes, Afai.
So, Rav, I'd like to summarize this week we've been through, this Pesach. We're coming out, actually, with those the same vessels, so that in our thought and intention, meaning we're pushing away all these Egyptians that come to disturb us on the path. They draw us into our will to receive, as if we don't relate to them. As if we kill them when in our reason, in our thoughts, we don't deal with them, and all we deal is in this direction of adhesion through the ten in the Creator. That's what we should come out with Egypt now?
Yes, yes, but we ourselves only run away from this killing, meaning rise above the Egyptians. Meaning, we don't kill them, we don't do anything with them.
We just don't give importance
we
to them.
We rise above them as if, because the Exodus is going above them. Afterwards, we have to go back to them and revive them and work with them.
Yeah, it's clear that they accompany us all the time, but this principle of coming out of Egypt right now is this place, as you say?
Detach from vessels of reception.
To detach all the time.
Connect in the heart, among us, and with the Creator.
And we strengthen the ten by this, to talk about it all the time. This is the whole meaning of our work.
Yes.
Thank you.
Okay. Yes.
How should we now unite our prayers?
Unite our prayers. Go into a prayer now and pray from the bottom of the heart. Try to see in everything that's written in the book that it talks about us, about the connection between us, and the connection between us and the Creator. Believe me, nothing else is written there. Nothing.
What does it mean that our prayers are united? What does it mean that our prayers are united?
This is why they exist. This is what the people of the Great Assembly who put together the prayers did it for. So they would unite us all as one man with one heart, and that we ask out of our connection for the Creator. From there you will seek the Lord.
When a friend tells us all, here in the lesson, something that he feels pain about, and his internal work, and I feel it really moves me, I'm in tears. Does that mean that I acquired the friend's desire?
Yes, but you don't need to poke in one another. The important thing is to kind of feel that we are a little bit in connection, and everything else turn to the Creator, because our hearts will rejoice in Him. There is our connection. When we, among us, want to build a connection without the Creator, it won't work. It will work only for a minute.
Our nature pushes us away from connection, and we have to connect. Does imagination, acting, and prayer, are these our only tools to reach attainment?
I can't say. I'm telling you simply, out of my feeling, out of my experience, connection between us and leaning toward the Creator, directing toward the Creator. This is what we need to have. All right? Now, who is left? Yes?
Yesterday, there was also a question about the right relationship or relation with Rav in the work. When someone has, and that it's not good that someone is individually connected to Rav.
Who is in special connection with me? Give me an example. I don't know. I don't regard anyone as having a special connection with me, unless it's concerning work. For example, concerning the paper, it's Dudi. Concerning shooting, the video shooting, it's Senya. Concerning excerpts, it's Yaniv. Matters of work. We are working in this way for the sake of society, but connection in internal work? No one has any special connection with me, including my son-in-law, my sons-in-law, Mushi and Shai are here. Do you see that I'm giving them any special privileges, special relation? There is no such thing as spirituality.
We were talking about Moscow group. You said they write emails to you.
People write. So what? They want to write.
And you said that the way it should be is that there'll be a group connection with Rav, not a personal one.
They want it to be personal, so they write, but I think it'll be over soon. They gradually understand. They write out of frustration. There are many people like that from the world, Kli, from overseas, especially before holidays. People write a lot. I can't relate to that. I also have no time for this. No, it doesn't interfere. It doesn't do anything. Gradually, people understand that you have to work in the group no matter what. They'll write for a little longer, but afterwards they'll understand that this is not the way.
His question is how to connect to you as a group.
As a group, to me, if they have a common heart, they'll connect to me.
What he means is, you were talking about agents that report what's going on in the group instead of the whole group reporting.
I don't regard that. There are hardly no such people. There's hardly any of it. No. I don't take it into consideration because if I were managing the groups in dissemination, in their internal organization and stuff, but I don't get into that. I don't. I belong only to inner work. If you think I can arrange, organize all kinds of things, nah. Maybe when I hear or when I get from something from someone, I send it to someone over here who's related to it. But from by myself, no, I have no connection to this. I don't care what happens there in the group. I don't care. Physically, something happened between friends, men, women, between them, what they do. No, that's... whatever happens, happens. We can't influence this except through the Creator. Only through the Creator. Moscow.
We just read in the excerpt, in the end, you have labored and found. What labor is he talking about? Personal labor, labor in the ten. What are these, the labor, what is finding? We read it a few times, this excerpt. How to go into it deeper?
Each one must exert his heart to connect to others in the direction of the Creator for the purpose of attaining the spiritual goal which is in bestowal among us, not on the level of this world, but above this world. So we are there in our hearts, in our desires, we are there connected. Try to imagine this thing. It is close. It is present, except we're not noticing this reality. This system that we have to build. You need to make an effort in this. But it's connection between our hearts, of course, above all the corporeality. And then, in the connection between them and the Creator. That's it. When we get to this point, everything is resolved. Everything becomes open and clear. And it is in the new feeling, and everything will fall into place. Okay? All right, New York.
Rav, maybe to reinforce the question of the friend from Moscow. Yesterday you expressed, and maybe that's just the way I heard you, that you would prefer to get communication from the groups with maybe certain updates, what's going on. If that is the case and you would like to get some updates from the group on an official level, what information would you like to receive?
I don't want to receive any updates from you. Nothing. Really, if you want to, you can write me however you want and however you write. But I don't want anything. The minute you have connection in the hearts and with the Creator, I will get the update. And about all those other things that happen on the earthly, worldly levels within the groups and between the groups, talk about it among yourselves and between the groups and get along this way or that way. I still can't influence it. I can't make an impact. I can yell, but it's just yelling out to the sky. Nothing happens as a result. So I have no interest in getting into your worldly dealings. Who gets angry at who and who's ashamed of what and who blames who for over something. It's not important to me. It's just kids stuff. Okay. With this, we...
Abba,